Hi, everybody. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Kat.
And I'm Laura.
So we're talking today about something to do with spring. So
Oh.
spring is a great season. What are some of your favorite things to do or see in the springtime?
Okay. Well, actually, I like the weather in spring. 春天的时候，就是我觉得天气都很好. So you can basically go out a lot. Like you could go hiking. Or you could actually visit places to enjoy the view.
Right, of course.
踏青啊, I think Yangmingshan has a lot of like flowers and really pretty scenery, I guess you can check
Yeah,
out.
that's right. And actually, we are talking about flowers
We
today. And
are?
flowers, I have to say, are my
Oh,
favorite part of spring.
nice.
So we're talking about a particular kind of flower that's really famous in a certain part of Taiwan, which is Hsinchu.
Okay, I think I know which ones you're talking about.
So we're gonna go to the article and find out more.
Discover Taiwan. Hsinchu County. Tongue blossoms and haka life.
Josie and Stacy are on the train. They're going to Hsinchu County.
Isn't Hsinchu just another big city?
Every city in Taiwan has something special. Hsinchu does too.
Like what?
Well, Hsinchu has Taiwan's largest haka population.
Are the Hakka an ethnic group?
Yes, they came from China hundreds of years ago. They worked very hard for a good life here.
Josie looks out the window and sees some trees passing by with white flowers in them.
Look, those trees are full of white flowers.
They're tong blossoms. People call them snow in May.
Let me guess. The trees are useful as well as beautiful.
You guessed right. The Hakka value these tong trees as they provide the Hakka people with wood and tree oils. Selling these things helps many Hakka families make ends meet.
Can we see them up close?
Yep, there are lots of tong blossom trails in Hsinchu.
Josie and Stacy get ready to leave the train as it arrives at the station.
Hsinchu has Taiwan's largest Hakka population. The largest Taiwanese Hakka population is in Hsinchu. The Hakka people in Taiwan mainly live in Hsinchu.
The trees are useful as well as beautiful. The trees are both useful and beautiful. The trees are not only beautiful, but also useful.
Word power!
Population. Population. The population of Taiwan is about 23 million people. The population of Taiwan is about 23 million people. Hard. Hard. Marie tried hard to get up and go to bed early on weekends. Marie tried hard to get up and go to bed early on weekends. Guess. Guess. The bus is late, but I guess it will come soon. The bus is late, but I guess it will come soon. Provide. Provide. We will provide meals and drinks on this flight. We will provide meals and drinks on this flight.
认识字汇.
Ethnic. Tongue blossom. Trail.
Okay, so starting out today, we are back with Josie and Stacy, our traveling experts. Josie and Stacy are on the train, and like I said, they're going to Hsinchu County.
Ooh, nice. Okay. Yeah. 所以一开始我们看到这个两个人又在旅游咯。在台湾的哪里呢？哦，一开始我们看到叙述是说到 Josie 跟 Stacy 在火车上呢，他们正往着新竹县。Nice.
Yeah, so they're always traveling to different places in Taiwan, and I guess Hsinchu has something special about it. But Josie doesn't know that. She asks, isn't Hsinchu just another big city?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call it big, but, you know.
Yeah, okay. So, Josie 一开始呢，因为他是比较不熟悉台湾，他当然说，诶，新竹不就是另外一个大城市吗？
But I guess it's not just a big city. Because Stacy says, every city in Taiwan has something special.Hsinchu does too.
So true. Okay, Stacy 回他说，诶，台湾当然每座城市都有特别的地方哦。那新竹当然也是一样咯。这里他提到的 Hsinchu does too, 或者是有时候我们也会用 also, 还有 as well, OK,来表示也怎么样。比方像是如果今天我听到这个 Kat 老师说 I love chocolate, 或是他很喜欢巧克力，那我也很喜欢，我当然会说 me too,
OK,
that just means I love it as well, or I also love chocolate. 你看有很多的用法也表示我也很爱怎么样怎么样。或者是 I'm hungry.
Oh, me too.
对，这个时候呢，就是表示我也是。或者有时候人家会说，诶，你要去哪里？说，诶，我也很想去。你就可以说 I want to go too, or I also want to go. You can use also. 还有 as well, 对不对？ I want to go as well. 想要知道更多有关 to 啦，或者是复合句的用法，我们要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师。
大家好，变大变小都难不倒我，我就是漫威宇宙的最后救星蚁人，才不是什么钢铁人哦。大家呢都知道我本人呢不是科技业出身哦，每次呢在实验室博士他们在讨论什么粒子啊中子，其实我根本不飒飒，但是呢为了假装我也略懂，他们不管说什么呢我也会说我也是。比方说呢他想要采集这种医疗能量 I do too。谁又说呢想要研发最新装备 So do I 什么都好都算我一份啦。英文里面呢要说我也是就有呢几种实用的用法了，我们呢就称之为附和句，因为呢你就是在附和别人说的话嘛。附和句呢有分肯定及否定的用法了，在刚刚前面呢我说呢我在实验室里面盲目的附和，我们用的呢都是肯定的附和。肯定的附和有两个字可以使用，一个字呢是 too, T-O-O, 另外一个字呢是 so, S-O, 中文呢都翻译为也，但是呢在句子里位置不大一样了。当我们说 too 的时候呢是用逗号分隔，后面呢再接 to, so 的话呢则是在句首并且接下来要接的是助动词或是 be 动词，最后才是主词。讲完呢你可能跟我一样不飒飒，没有关系，看一下例句你就明白了。像我女儿呢她说她晚餐想吃披萨 I want to eat pizza tonight, 我今晚呢想吃披萨，我就回答呢附和句哦，就会说呢 I want to eat pizza too. OK, 注意到呢 I want to eat pizza 逗号再加上 too, 我们呢就用逗号再接 to, 也呢可以把它简化哦，我们既然是要做一个动作我们就把它换成助动词，所以呢 I want to eat pizza 就可以换成呢 I do, 所以呢句子就可以改写成 I do too, I do 逗号 to 我也想要。至于 so 呢就如刚刚所说以 as so 开头，再接上呢助动词再接上主词了， so do I 我也是 so do I, 意思一样但是写法不同咯。我们呢也可以用 be 动词哦造一个句子来看看，像说呢我女儿说呢我的同事很美丽 She is beautiful, 诶你怎么都看她不看一下你自己的老爸，我也很美啊 I am too, 或者是呢 So am I, 我也是哦我也很美，跟刚刚助动词的用法是一样的哦。 最后呢，我们来看一下否定怎么说了。否定的时候呢，我们就用 either 或是 neither 来表示否定的也。你 either 的用法呢同 to， neither 的用法呢则同 so。比方说我女儿说呢，她不喜欢吃蘑菇， she doesn't like mushrooms， 我也不喜欢， I don't either， OK， 注意 I don't 逗号 either， 或者是呢你可以讲 neither do I。 那特别注意呢， neither 这个字呢本身就有否定了，所以是 neither do I， OK， 我们接的助动词或是 be 动词必须是肯定，但句子呢则是表达否定，要特别特别注意咯。
Okay, so, Josie and Stacy are on their way to Hsinchu、mm-hmm. on the train, and Stacy says, well, there's something special about Hsinchu,、oh. just like every other city in Taiwan. And Josie says, like what?
Okay,、yeah. so Josie 当然就是不知道到底Hsinchu有什么特别地方，就说那像是什么呢？ So, like what?、
Mm-hmm. Like what? Well, Stacy says, Hsinchu has Taiwan's largest Hakka population.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
对，大家应该都知道Hsinchu有台湾最多的客家人口Hakka population.
Uh-huh. So Hakka people are a certain kind of、yes. people. And here we're talking about this special word population. That's our first word power word today. It's a noun spelled P-O-P-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. Let's find out what it means.Okay, so we're talking about the word population. Population is sort of like people. So population is talking about all the people in one certain place or in a certain group. So like a place might be a population of a country or city, or the population of the world, which is 7 billion people, or just the population of your neighborhood.But you can't say this about small places like your house. We can't say the population of my house. However, we can talk about it in other ways too, like groups. The Hakka population, that's the population of Hakka people, how many Hakka people there are. An animal population, how many animals are in this group. Or a population under 20, of under people who are under 20 years old, how many people are there.And the verb for this is populate. So people go or live in an area. That means they populate that area. And an adjective that's kind of like this, you might have heard, is popular. If you're popular, it means lots of people like you. But population has to do with how many people. So here's an example. The population of Taiwan is about 23 million people. The population of Taiwan is about 23 million people.
Wow, that's a lot of people here、mm-hmm. in Taiwan.
Yeah, for a small island like this one.
That's right.、Mm. Population 一般有人口的意思。不过呢，通常呢，如果我们要特定表示某个像是动物啦的总数，或是某个地区某类的物品的总数，我们也可以用到 population 这个字。像是呢 ，the elephant population in that area is falling.Elephant population 是什么呢？就是那个地区的大象总数在下降哦。那刚刚当然我们课文提到的 the Hakka population、嗯、这里是指特定的居民，所以就是客家这个民族哦。那一般呢 population 我们其实都是提到就是人口的一个数字， OK， 像是呢比方像是 10% of the population lived in poverty， 就是 10% 的人口生活在这个贫困当中， OK， 那看到例句也是这样子用法，他提到的是台湾的人口 The population of Taiwan is about 23 million people， 哇、嗯、有2300万人，真的是很多。
Yeah, definitely.、Mm-hmm. So, talking about the Hakka population、right? in Hsinchu, Josie asks, are the Hakka an ethnic group?So ethnic here is a special word that means they're from a certain part of the world. So like, for example, my ethnic group is several different ethnic groups、mm-hmm. because I'm American. It's from Denmark, England, and Scotland. So Danish, English, Scottish,、mm-hmm. those are the three ethnic groups my family is from. And Laura's ethnic group is...
I don't know. I have to ask my dad.
Maybe Han Chinese?
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you're Hakka.
Not really. No, I don't think I am. I don't know. I'm just like, my parents have been around here in Taiwan for a long time.
So
I'm not really sure, though. Like, I'm pretty sure they're not Hakka.Okay, 所以客家是个族群嘛，这个 Josie 就问了 ,ethnic 是什么呢？就是民族的或者是种族的。 它是一个形容词哦。OK， 那可能要翻一下族谱才知道，可能我过去是哪一个，从哪一个民族来的。OK， 我们来看一下 ，What does Stacy say about Hakka？
So Stacy says yes, they came from China hundreds of years ago, just like a lot of people in Taiwan. They worked very hard for a good life here.
That's so true. Okay, I have many people who are actually Hakka. Okay,
so you have lots of friends.
对
，Okay.
I have a lot of friends. 对啊，我真的有很多朋友，他们是客家人。然后就像我们课文叙述，就说这个呢，他们是几百年前来自中国，他们为求好的生活，在这里辛勤的工作。There, I think Hakka people are known for their hardworking.
That's what I've heard too.
Yeah, spirit.
Yeah. And hard here is a word that we might know, but we might not know it this way. So hard here is an adverb, not an adjective.
Nope.
Spelled the same way as usual, H-A-R-D. But let's find out what we're talking about with hard. Okay, so we know hard like not soft, or something is hard like it's difficult, like this is a very hard problem. This kind of hard that we're talking about, though, is effort. So the Hakka worked hard. That means the Hakka made lots of effort. They tried a lot. They worked a lot to get a better life. There's a phrase we have in English that says work hard, play hard, which means that you should put a lot of effort into your work and you should also put a lot of effort into having fun. So another example of this is drive hard. Maybe drive very fast and don't stop. Put a lot of effort into driving. Push hard or pull hard. Put a lot of effort into pulling or pushing. Or something that somebody might tell you to do a lot, study hard. Mm-hmm. Not hardly, though. With a ly, sometimes we have adverbs with ly, but not here. We don't say hardly because hardly means almost the opposite thing. So we say study hard, not study hardly. Okay, here's an example. Marie tried hard to get up and go to bed early on weekends. Marie tried hard to get up and go to bed early on weekends.
OK, 注意本课的 hard 是当作副词来用哦，就是努力的。像是呢，诶，刚刚我提到 work hard, play hard, I like that idea, OK, 就是要努力工作，可是要努力行乐，所以就是不要忘了，就是虽然很努力工作，其实玩也要玩得很开心。那通常我们会提到什么呢 ?work hard, 就是努力工作或是 study hard, 用功读书 ,yeah, students. Okay, so sometimes you might hear this, you have to work hard in order to succeed. 就是必须要努力工作才能成功。Okay, 那我们看回刚刚的例句提到的就是 Marie, 她努力尝试怎么样周末时早睡早起。I want to try and go to bed early on weekends.
Yeah, I also try and do the same thing, but sometimes it's a little bit hard. Yeah.
Okay.
So back to the article. Josie, they're still on the train. Josie looks out the window and she sees some trees passing by with white flowers in them.
Your
Sounds
favorite.
Pretty.
Okay, Josie 这时候就看向窗外咯。她看到一些哇带有白色花朵的树就是掠过经过。Okay, and?
And she says, look!Those trees are full of white flowers.
Wow. Josie is happy. 她说、
yeah.
看了那些树充满了白色的花朵耶。
Okay, so Stacy tells Josie they're tong blossoms. Wow. People call them snow in May. So tong blossoms, simply put, they're tong flowers. It's a certain kind of flower. They're small and they're white. They grow on trees. They actually look a lot like cherry flowers.
Okay, 所以呢，原来呢，大家应该都知道的。客家桐花对不对？没错，就是桐树。那通常我们会以什么呢？哇，因为它是白色的嘛，就会用五月雪来称呼桐花。那桐花我们来学一下，就是 tong blossom， 其中的 blossom 当然就是 flowers， 就是花朵。像是刚刚提到的 cherry blossom， 就是日本很有名的樱花。We can see cherry blossoms here too in Taiwan.
Yeah, true. Yeah, there's a lot of beautiful flowers that you can see in Taiwan.Okay, and Josie says, let me guess, the trees are useful as well as beautiful.
Okay, 这时候 Josie 就说让我猜猜这些树呢实用又漂亮。Okay, guess.、
Yeah. And this is another one of our word power words, which is guess. Guess is spelled G-U-E-S-S. It's a verb. Let's find out what it means. Okay, so the word guess means there's something you don't know or you're not sure about, but you have enough information to let you think that you probably can guess the right thing. Josie knows there are many tongue trees and they are important for something and the Hakka people love them. She guesses or she thinks without knowing 100% that they're useful and beautiful too.You can do something like guess somebody's age, although be careful with this. You could guess the right answer to a problem if you don't know the answer. Or you could play something like guessing games, where you try to guess what somebody else is thinking. We don't know, but we give an answer anyway. So here's an example. The bus is late, but I guess it will come soon. The bus is late, but I guess it will come soon.
Guess 其实就有猜测啦、猜想，它是个动词。不过常常呢，我们在口语会说 I guess 什么什么，就是你推测，就是其实跟口语的 I think 什么什么是类似的说法哦。或是 I guess so， 就是 I think so。以及我们常常在口语还会说 Hey guess what， 猜猜怎么了？然后后面我们就接着可能会引起人家注意啊，或是类似八卦的这个内容哦。好，回到刚刚课文例句，就是提到这班公车迟到了。但是我猜，我猜想他可能很快就会来，所以在推测。
Okay. So then we have another phrase in here as well as. Josie says they're useful as well as beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
As well as 就是也怎么样又怎么样，所以它是连接两个，比如说像是形容词哦这样子的东西哦，或者是它可以就是对等的这个名词也可以，像是。He is loyal and brave as well, or he's brave as well as loyal. That just means the same thing, okay? 所以我们看一下 as well as 刚刚连接的就是 brave 跟 loyal, 也就是勇敢跟忠诚的这两个形容词。或者如果你想要连接像我刚刚提到的可能名词好了 She is good at tennis as well as basketball 这里连接的是什么呢她很擅长的 tennis 就是网球还有篮球 basketball 都是名词
Uh-huh. So Stacy replies, you guessed right. Mm-hmm. So Josie guessed and she guessed right. The Hakka value these tongue trees as they provide the Hakka people with wood and tree oils. So selling these things helps many Hakka families make ends meet.
Oh, actually, I didn't know this.
Yeah, right. It's interesting.
Okay, so Stacy 就说、欸、你猜的没错客家人很重视这些桐树、哦、因为他们为客家人提供木材还有树油，所以贩卖这些东西可以帮助许多客家的家庭维持生计。
So we hear our next word here, which is provide. And provide is a verb that's very useful for a lot of things. P-R-O-V-I-D-E, that's provide. Let's find out what that means.Okay, so the word provide means that you give something that somebody needs or wants, or you give them enough to live. If you provide a living, that means that you get somebody enough money to live. Providing answers means you give answers that someone is looking for. The noun for this is somewhat similar. It's provision. That means that something that somebody provides.Or the person who provides things is a provider, usually things like money for their family or the people living in their house. They're the provider for their family. They can make sure that they can live. So tong trees provide Hakka with materials for living and building and doing other things. Here's another example. We will provide meals and drinks on this flight. We will provide meals and drinks on this flight.
Provide 就是提供，比方像是 This booklet provides useful information about local services. 这本小册子提供有关当地服务机构的有用的资料。那刚刚回到我们的例句是指到呢，指的是呢，我们将在这个航班提供供应这个餐点以及饮料哦。
We have a few other interesting words here, like value and as and make ends meet. What can you tell us about those?
Right, okay. Value 在这里呢，就是有珍惜啊，或是重视的意思。像是呢 ，she values the time she spends with her family. 哦，很重视她跟她家人相处的时间。那 as 这个字呢，其实有很多意思哦。那我们先来看看其中一个意思哦，就是有因为 because 的意思当作连接词。 比方像是 As it was getting late, I decided to book into a hotel. 因为天色已晚，我决定找一间饭店投宿。最后我们看到的是 make ends meet, 就是维持生计，就是让收支会平衡。Mm-hmm. Okay, back to the article.
Right. So Josie asks, can we see them up close?
Oh, okay, 他说我们可以靠近点看这些童花吗？ Up close 就是近距离的。
Mm-hmm. And Stacy says, yep, there are lots of tong blossom trails in Hsinchu. So a trail here is like a small path that people can walk on or bike on in nature. I guess there's a lot of those in Hsinchu.
Nice. Okay, Stacy 说可以啊，新竹还有好多的桐花步道。Trail 就是步道啊，小路的意思。
Mm-hmm. So back in the train, Josie and Stacy get ready to leave the train as it arrives at the station, and they are ready to travel in Hsinchu.
Nice. Okay, 所以火车到站咯。Josie 跟 Stacy 准备好要下车。这里的 as, 刚刚不是提过 as 有很多意思，其实就有当什么时候或是在什么时的同时，像是 I saw him as I was coming into the building. 我进这个大楼的时候看到了他，就是同时发生的。Wow, we're out of time. Now let's go to our wrap up.
Okay.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so for today's review time, we are going to play 20 questions, except we're not playing 20 questions. We're only going to do 5.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So would you like to guess first?
Okay.
All right, let me think of a word. One of our word power words. Okay, I got it.
Okay, is it a long word?
Yes!
Oh, okay. I think I asked a really good question. 因为今天我们的 words 是不是只有一个字我觉得有点长就是 population. Is it population?
Yeah, it's population.
Oh, I'm so good.
You could have also guessed provide, I suppose.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But right. that was really long. Okay, now I'll think of one word.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Is this word 4 letters?
No.
Does this word start with P?
No!
Does this word start with G?
Yes.
It's guess!
Okay.
I guessed it! Okay.
Very good. Now you guys can play this game among yourselves, okay?
All right.
Because we're out of time. But, you know, we'll be back tomorrow and talk more about Hsinchu, right?
Yeah, because Josie and Stacy are just getting started,
right.
so are we. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hsinchu County. Tongue blossoms and haka life.
Josie and Stacy are on the train. They're going to Hsinchu County.
Isn't Hsinchu just another big city?
Every city in Taiwan has something special. Hsinchu does too.
Like what?
Well, Hsinchu has Taiwan's largest Hakka population.
Are the Hakka an ethnic group?
Yes, they came from China hundreds of years ago.They worked very hard for a good life here.
Josie looks out the window and sees some trees passing by with white flowers in them.
Look, those trees are full of white flowers.
They're tong blossoms. People call them snow in May.
Let me guess. The trees are useful as well as beautiful.
You guessed right. The Hakka value these tong trees.As they provide the Hakka people with wood and tree oils. Selling these things helps many Hakka families make ends meet.
Can we see them up close?
Yep. There are lots of tong blossom trails in Hsinchu.
Josie and Stacy get ready to leave the train as it arrives at the station.
Population. Population. The population of Taiwan is about 23 million people. The population of Taiwan is about 23 million people. Hard. Hard. Marie tried hard to get up.And go to bed early on weekends. Marie tried hard to get up and go to bed early on weekends. Guess, guess. The bus is late, but I guess it will come soon. The bus is late, but I guess it will come soon. Provide, provide. We will provide meals and drinks on this flight. We will provide meals and drinks on this flight.
认识智慧
Ethnic Tongue blossom Trail